You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 37, Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we're taking a look at Games Without Frontiers by Peter Gabriel, a song that uses children's games as an analogy for war. We'll listen to the song and uncover its lyrics in just a moment, but first, a little background on Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel was born February 15, 1950, in London, England. At the age of 15, Gabriel formed a band called The Garden Wall with his friend Tony Banks at the Charterhouse School in Godalming, Surrey. Another group of students at the same school, Michael Rutherford and Anthony Phillips, were members of another band called Anon. And as the older members of the bands graduated, the remaining students decided to merge the two bands, calling themselves the New Anon, comprising of Gabriel, Banks, Rutherford, and Phillips, with the addition of drummer Chris Stewart. A demo tape produced by the band landed in fellow Charterhouse School alum, musician, and producer Jonathan King's hands, and he arranged for the New Anon to get some studio time to develop their sound further. It was at this time also that King renamed the band Genesis, the name coming to him influenced by the start of his own producing career. Incidentally, King was also responsible for the naming of another 1970s art rock band, 10cc. Decca Records, who King had signed Genesis to, objected to the name, asserting that there was already an American band by the same name. King stood fast and refused to change the band's name. Genesis' debut single, The Silent Sun, was released in February 1968 and didn't make much of a splash. All this, a drummer change, and the release of their first full-length album in March 1969 pushed the band forward, and as they graduated that summer, began to devote more time to their music. The next year saw another album, more personnel changes, and the addition of Phil Collins to the lineup. For more about Phil Collins, listen to Lyrics Undercover Case 14, discussing his song In the Air Tonight. As the band's popularity increased, so did the theatrics in their live performances. Gabriel would don a myriad of costumes and makeup to coincide with the songs, and would preface many songs with background stories, turning concerts into early multimedia events. Several years and successful albums later, Gabriel announced that he was leaving the band in 1976. A difficult confrontation about an impending tour while his wife and new baby were ill didn't just influence Gabriel to leave Genesis, but also gave him the inspiration for his first successful single as a solo artist. The lyrics and mood of Salisbury Hill, which you're hearing in the background, was Gabriel's response to the turmoil of the breakup with the band he helped form.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill.
Gabriel's first four solo albums all bear the distinction of having the same name, named after the artist, but are commonly referred to by their album artwork, Car, Scratch, and Melt, with the fourth being renamed by Geffen in America as Security. After the successes of Salisbury Hill, Gabriel's third self-titled solo release was his artistic breakthrough, featuring a song called Biko, about a murdered anti-apartheid activist, and this song, entitled Games Without Frontiers. Let's begin by talking about the chorus hook, a phrase that's often misheard. In his book Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy and Other Misheard Lyrics, Gavin Edwards lists five Mondegreens for the line, including She's So Funky Yeah, She's So Popular, and even She's So Punctual. The actual lyric is Je sans frontières, which is French for Games Without Frontiers. The line is sung by UK chanteuse Kate Bush, whom Gabriel would sing a duet with 20 years later on the single Don't Give Up.
Hans plays with Lottie, Lottie plays with Jane, Jane plays with Willie, Willie is happy again, Suki plays with Leo, Sasha plays with Brit, Adolf builds a bonfire, Enrico plays with it. Whistle it tunes we have.
knockout. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
The song is a reflection of war and international diplomacy, told under the guise of children's playing. The children, whose names indicate that they are of multiple ethnicities, are playing what sounds like some sort of war game, and the sparse, synthesized instrumentation adds a dark background to Gabriel's cold and militaristic vocals. Incidentally, the whistling that you hear in the song is Gabriel, along with producers Steve Lillywhite and Hugh Padham.
Andre has a red flag, Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Tai Yu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names.
The previous verse opens with Andre has a red flag, Chiang Ching's is blue, they all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Tai Yu. An unconfirmed speculation suggests that this line refers to real politicians. André Malraux, a French statesman and author of the book Man's Fate about the 1920s communist regime in Shanghai, potentially explaining his red flag. Chiang Kai-shek was a Chinese leader of the Kuomintang, which opposed the communists, perhaps explaining the blue flag. Lin Tai Yu might be Nguyen Tai Yu, South Vietnamese president during the height of the Vietnam War, who died in exile in the U.S., and it's hard to miss the symbolism in the early lyric, Adolf builds a bonfire.
War without tears.
The title of the song comes from a 1967 French adaptation of a popular British 60s television show called It's a Knockout, which is also a line used in the song. In these game shows, teams containing contestants representing their home countries would compete against each other in absurd games, often wearing silly costumes. A new version of the show is in development and will be airing later in 2007. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.